Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
More free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're broadcasting live this afternoon at Ramey Motors down in Purvis on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Our last remote of the year. We're down here every month and really appreciate all these great people at Ramey's for allowing us to come into their great showroom every month. And we're happy to be here today. Lee Roberts is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes to analyze the new quarterback in town. But we got bigger fish to fry than that. We got three new Southern Miss signees here with us this afternoon at Ramey Motors. Caleb Moore, Jalen Owens, and Luke Fletcher, all from Oak Grove High School, now officially Southern Miss Golden Eagles. And gentlemen, we're really happy to have you here. Thank you all for coming.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. So, Luke, let's start with you.
Yes, sir.
I think somebody gave me the wrong name over here, and I apologize for that. Luke Stewart.
Sorry.
All right. No problem. But you're a Golden Eagle, Luke. That's all that matters. And you are a place kicker. What led you to the black and gold?
It was just home. I mean, ever since I was little, my family had been attending the games. And, I mean, my first visit there, you know, all the coaches knew me. All the players knew me. It just felt like family.
So you grew up a Southern Miss fan.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Well, that's great. You know, I don't think there's anything more important than local kids signing with the program. And so what's going on in your mind right now, the big party, big moment in your life?
Yes, sir. I mean, well, I started kicking my sophomore year, so it's not like it's been a dream of mine my whole life, but I've been looking forward to this ever since the opportunity came to me, and I'm ready to get to work this offseason.
Let me clarify again. It is Luke Stewart, and
we
apologize for that, Luke. So on a scale of 1 to 10, it's got to be pretty exciting, huh?
Yes, sir. I'd give it 11.
They're giving it 11.
Yes, sir.
What's next? Well, what proceeds from here?
So right now, I'm just resting after a 15-week season for us at Oak Grove. Getting to win a state championship was exciting. But so starting in January, I'm going to start my off-season work, and then I joined Southern Miss in the June for summer workouts.
So. Good for you. Well, congratulations.
Yes,
we're happy to have you in the camp.
Yes, sir. Happy to be there.
All right. Also with us today is Caleb Moore and Jalen Owens, and both of these youngsters are defensive ends. Caleb, let me start with you. What attracted you to Southern Miss?
You know, the family, you know, the coaches, coaching staff. You know, I've been looking at this team since I was little, and I'm literally right down the street from the school, so you can kind of hear them, like, from where I stay. And, you know, I love the atmosphere there. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, you know. I just love school.
So they had a little bump in the road this year. They lost a lot of close games, but that didn't deter you, did it?
Yes, no, sir.
So what's your thought about becoming a member of a school that has a history of great defensive football?
I'm going to love it, you know. I'm going to go out there and be the best, you know. I'm going to go out there and make my mark, try to, you know, futurely be in the NFL and be one of the top players on a Southern Miss team.
So when you make it in the NFL, you're going to remember this day you were on the Super Talk Eagle Hour, right?
Yes, sir. I remember. Oh, yeah.
Kelly, get in here.
And I'm going to go. Luke, did you come from a soccer background? Yeah, so he played soccer initially,
right.
which is kind of – that kind of seems to be the transition now, the soccer
Some
players.
People call that football.
Well, yeah, overseas. It's European football, I guess.
I'm guessing Jalen here, you didn't play soccer.
I didn't play soccer.
But you know what? You know what Jalen plays? Anything he wants.
Anything he wants. Exactly right. Go ahead, Kelly.
Well, tell us, so Jalen, this season, you know, you guys kind of at Oak Grove had kind of a slow start and ultimately won the championship. What happened toward the second half of the season where you guys were able to get it together? What were you doing the second half of the season that you weren't necessarily the first half?
I feel like defense just had to get it together. We had to get the clicking on all cylinders, especially going into playoffs. We knew it was a big opportunity. We had no more do-overs, especially as a senior. So I feel like as a part of the game, you know, going in high school, you want to go out with a bang. So,
have you thought about what you're going to study at Southern Miss?
I want to do business.
Okay.
Get my business degree, yes, sir.
So be your own business owner? Is that?
That's what exactly what I want to be.
People are getting the message, Bob.
There you go.
Be your own boss. Right.
No, there you go. Got to be pretty exciting times for you. I wonder what's on your mind. Have you had a little trouble sleeping the last couple of days, or is it kind of behind you now?
No, me and Coach Hawk got a clear understanding. I feel like we just got to get it clicking, especially with this new 2024 group coming in. Mm-hmm. To Southern Miss. So, yeah, this offspring, we're just going to have to get a click on all our cylinders and have to have an understanding of what we got to accomplish at Southern Miss football.
Now, one of the guys that you're going to be a teammate with shortly is John White.
Yes, sir.
And you guys played against John White this year. It was a wild score, almost 80 points, I think, put up. And he threw for, 399 yards against you guys. So tell us, from the other side of the ball, what John White is like and what Eagle fans can expect for him when he gets to play, and if he, you know.
I feel like John White really played fast. He got that physicality. I really think he's going to be a good factor and a good part of your sim football. I really do.
So you'd rather have him on your side?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I call a grown man.
Yeah, you guys told us before coming there, you really think he's got the ability to step in and play next year.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Caleb, what is the one thing you want to accomplish above everything else when you get there next year?
I want to, you know, be lead over everything, tackle, sacks, you know. I know Oak Grove right now, I'm leading the sacks, leading the tackles, so I want to transfer my football abilities over there and, you know, be the best I can be.
Back in my day, I could have answered this question a long time ago, son, I'll tell you that. But is it more fun to bust a tailback when he thinks he's breaking loose or to watch that quarterback go face first in the dirt because you just hit him?
Quarterback face first.
I've never asked a defensive player that they didn't think that. Luke, What is your goal? You got to step in, and you're in a position, hopefully, where you can compete for the job right out of the gate, right?
Yes, sir. That's the goal. Me and Coach Hall and Coach Meyer have all had a clear understanding that while I was originally brought in to punt, I'm going to have the opportunity to contribute to field goals and kickoffs if I so need to. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to get in and compete in this summer. So.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer whatever I'm the best at, whatever I can do the best at to help Southern Miss.
You kicked a 51-yard game winner this year, correct?
No, that was last year. That was my junior season. Yes, sir.
We had a kicker recently that just went into the Hall of Fame, Danny Ratman. And he told us that there's more pressure on a kicker when you're having to kick a 30-yard field goal than a 50-yard field goal. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It feels like those short ones should just be automatic. And, I mean, for most kickers, they are. But, you know, you can get in your head real easily when you're out there with thousands of people watching you.
He said if you miss a 55-yard field goal, everybody's well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't expect you to make that. But when you make it, it's a big deal.
Right,
yeah.
As opposed to he missed a 30-yard field goal.
Right.
Can you believe that?
Right. They say they could have done it themselves.
Yeah. Caleb and Jalen, I'll let you both answer this. I was kind of picking at you before the broadcast about our kickers players, and you both said, sure, they are. And, you know, you play an entire game, physical, tough 3 hours, and it comes down to this guy right here to win the game. So these players are very important to your success, aren't they?
Yes,
they're important. Sometimes a game will come down to 3 points, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So – I feel like a kicker is a big deal in this game called football.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, let me go around the table real quick before we run out of time. And let's start here with you, Caleb.
Yes, sir.
What was the secret sauce that made this such a great year for you guys to become state champs?
You know, secret sauce was, you know, go out there and get off the ball fast, play hard, You know, Russ, use your strength, you know, make sure everybody got their man and do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. Be successful on the field.
Yeah, Jalen, that's what it is, right? Everybody has a job to do.
Yes, sir.
You can only worry about doing your job. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Especially, we play man coverage. So, what Caleb said, having to get out the ball fast, get back there, doing your responsibility, that played a big part of what the DBs had to handle on their end of the ball.
So. And it's got to be comforting, guys, to have teammates going up there, as opposed to you being the guy from Oak Grove, the new guy from Oak Grove. There's three of you. That's got to be a little reassuring, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Especially if these two guys have got your back.
When they try to freeze you, does that work? Like when they call time?
The question Kelly asks is when the coach calls timeout, tries to freeze you before a field goal attempt, does that bother you?
It actually gives me a little bit of confidence. You know, it tells me that the coach is scared. You know, he wants to get in my head and he thinks I'm going to make it. So I think I'm going to make it too.
So what do you do during that timeout? Just block everything out?
During that time, I kind of just hang out, you know, relax, think about making the kick, and then I make the kick.
A good friend of ours was a really renowned kicker at Southern Miss years ago. His name is Jim Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Kicked the winning field goal against Alabama. I asked him, what was he thinking when they were getting ready? And he said, I was visualizing myself being in my grandmother's backyard, kicking over her clothesline. And that's what I kept in my head the whole time. Hey, guys, thank you all for coming. We're really proud to have you on the Southern Miss program, and we wish you three young men a Merry Christmas and the very best of luck.
Sir, thank you.
All right, more from Ramey Motors right after this.
Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank those three fine young men, Caleb Moore, Jalen Owens, and Luke Stewart, the newest Golden Eagles from Oak Grove High School. Really appreciate them coming down here to Purvis to talk to us. We're broadcasting at Ramey Motors. It's a little quiet here today, actually, but I think the Christmas rush has just about passed. But there's still a couple of days left, and there's still a world of Christmas gift ideas down here at Ramey Motors. We really appreciate the guys having us here.
And Dakota Baker will be joining us in the third segment to talk about those kind of deals and their holiday hours. We're right next to the tree in the lobby here.
Right. All right. Lee Roberts joins us now, obviously a regular contributor and good friend of ours. And, Lee, signing day is over, and what I wanted you to come on and talk to us mostly about, I'm sure the guys have other questions as well, but your thoughts about the much heralded John White and all the records that he has in high school, and do you see this being a kid with the ability to immediately transfer that to the D1 level, and if so, how soon would you think we might see him on the field?
In any opportunity that you get, you know, especially a skill guy that can come in the fall. So they graduate early, they come in the fall, just kind of get ahead of the game. I think it just, you know, bodes well for that individual as well as the team. And so he'll get a chance to go through spring ball. And, yeah, this guy, I mean, he knows that Ethan Crawford finished the year as the starter. He knows Ethan Crawford is very talented. But I know one thing, John White's going to come in and he's going to compete. I had a chance firsthand to get a chance to watch him play this year when MRA took on Oak Grove at Oak Grove. And, you know, as you know, Oak Grove is, you know, the state champion in class 7A. So obviously this guy did all the right things. Very, very talented on the field. Took Oak Grove right to the wire. Missed a two-point conversion right at the end of the game. Otherwise, MRA would have, you know, upset the, you know, state champion in Class 7A. So this is a guy that he can stand in the pocket and can deliver strikes. He can move around the pocket. He has a very live arm. I'm super excited about what this young man can do and will do as a future Golden Eagle.
Lee, we were talking about yesterday, you know, probably the highest quarterback recruit we've had since Jaden Johnson. Of course, he didn't work out here, but I know that with you and how your career developed, I mean, competition is the best thing if you want better players on the field.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, I've always said that, you know, you add an additional guy to a quarterback room or whatever room you're looking at that has a lot of talent, you're gonna push the competition, and yeah, competition breeds success. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Obviously, adding him is huge. I mentioned Ethan Crawford, still very talented. There's a couple other guys in the room, but yeah, for a freshman to come in and just kind of have a mindset that he wants to come in and compete, that's exactly what this guy would do.
One of the guys that we had, or actually two of the guys we just had on, this is a freshman D-line heavy class. And anybody that wants to think, you know, what Caleb Moore's got, I mean, just go look at his recruiting profile. And you watched he and Jalen Owens play, Zay Lowry from West Point as well. And, man, there are some just young studs on this line. But talk about Jalen and Caleb and the fact that, you know, this is a really good defensive line class coming in.
Well, you know, when I first heard of their commitment early in the year, I asked Coach Hollis, like, now, is it true that these guys are committed? Because I knew these were two talented guys. I mean, obviously, what they've been able to do and help lead that defense to a state championship. But, yeah, Caleb Moore, he's a guy that I've known for a while. I actually coached him in Little League Baseball, so we kind of go back a while. And to see this young man grow up to exactly what he is, just a dominating force on the defensive line, just a guy that could get after quarterbacks. He could hold up holes, do a lot of great things, and then, you know, to compliment Jalen Owens as well. So two talented guys right here from, you know, Hattiesburg and Oak Grove, and just very, very excited that they get a chance to stay home. I've always said that, you know, when you can recruit local talent, they have an opportunity to put a lot of fans in the stands, and that's exactly what's happened here. So Oak Grove's always been a school that Southern Miss has been able to recruit and recruit well, and a lot of great talent comes out of Oak Grove. And, you know, not to mention Luke Stewart, the place kicker, but obviously those two guys on the defensive line will be huge contributors and bright future ahead as well.
Yeah, Bob said the same thing just about local talent and people getting excited about it. You look at the signing class, from what we know scholarship-wise, 10 offensive players, 14 defensive players. The defense, four linebackers, six defensive backs, five defensive linemen. You get a couple linebackers in the portal you feel like you can play immediately. I know we're all excited about Chris Jones, the freshman, who could probably contribute. But Lee, there's and if you want to comment on any of those guys, feel free. But there's, you know, there's six scholarships apparently still available. And what do you think Will Hall may be looking for to use those in, probably portal-wise?
You know, I know, obviously, and, you know, he came out and said that still love to have another running back. You know, if the right guy, quarterback, you know, especially if it's an older guy that could come in, you know, any skill guy, wide receiver as well, I'd love to add any of those guys on the offense. New offensive coordinator this year as well, and Chip Long. So, and I know they want to fill an offense, and, you know, this is a team that showed some signs of doing a lot of positive things, especially with Ethan Crawford at quarterback and obviously what Frank Gordon Jr. has been able to do over the last couple of years. But Coach Hall's an offensive-minded guy, and he wants to put up some good numbers, but a very heavy defense as well. And, yeah, to mention linebacker Chris Jones, a four-star, just a huge commit, and a guy that was up until signing day, I think, was looking at opportunities. And, you know, I kind of had a thought that in the back of his mind he knew he was coming to Southern Miss, but I just wanted to entertain what was out there. But super excited that young man has signed, and we'll have another great linebacker to add to linebacker U here.
Lee, the Southern Miss Golden Eagles listed as number one in recruiting classes in the Sun Belt. With the changed environment in college football, with the NIL and transport law, how can you judge these classes realistically, not just Southern's, but anybody's, considering, you know, you don't know who's going to be there next year?
No, you really don't. And obviously, I mean, there's guys that could sign that, you know, may not qualify. I don't know, but still there's that potential. But, you know, just to somehow be ranked as the best in the Sun Belt, I think we've been ranked as the top five, maybe even in the group of five. So that's exciting. And just goes to show you what Coach Hall can do. I mean, obviously, he and his staff, they can get out, they can observe, they can evaluate talent, and they can recruit. And now, obviously, in year four, they've got to produce. And I think that's the thing that we're going to look for the most is, you know, what would this recruiting class do? Is it going to be a class that can come in and contribute early? But you're right. How do you actually go about looking at this class and ranking them? I'm not really sure. But I know just from top to bottom of the 30 guys that I've seen, there is a lot of talent in every area on the field as well.
Yeah, you know what encourages me more than anything, I think, Lee, is, and I want to just use Oak Grove as an example. You had seven kids from that team, that state championship team, sign college scholarships. Three of them signed right here at Southern Miss. I heard Luke, when he was handling the show yesterday, talking about the big three private school players in the state. All three signed here. It's been a heck of a recruiting class. But that adds a lot of pressure to next year. Am I right about that? You've got to produce W's.
No, you do. I mean, obviously, people looked at, you know, Coach Hall in year three, thinking that, hey, this year three would be the year where we put things together. It just didn't unfold that way. And yeah, I think year four will be that mark, and that'll be against kind of a target on your back, if you will. But yeah, he did what he needed to. He went and got one of the best high school quarterbacks in the state to sign. He got some great defensive linemen, some great guys from the private schools, a great linebacker, great wide receiver. So I think there's talent all across the board, and that's what you're going to have to do. And now as you get them on campus, starting in January, go ahead and start developing these guys and learn the system and get them ready to roll for late August.
Luke, can you say that out of this class that he is the biggest find? If so, who would that be?
I don't think you can say one guy. I mean, if you're talking high school, there's really four. There may be five. And what you saw is you saw Jalen Washington, John White, and Chris Jones all kind of communicating on social media together. And it's because they landed studs at like several positions. I mean, Will Hall, Lee, yesterday talking about Jones and Reed, Jezielowski from called Reed the most dynamic playmaker in the state of Mississippi, and that's in a class with Chris Jones, Jalen Washington, and John White. I mean, he called him that.
But based on need, would you not put Chris Jones just a sliver?
I would say if you're considering who may play immediately, Chris Jones.
Yeah, because of the linebacking position was decimated, you know. So.
Okay, can you pick the number one catch, Lee? Does one jump out to you?
You know, I would narrow it down to, you know, one quarterback, John White, or two, Chris Jones. I mean, I think Chris Jones probably will edge out John White just a little bit, but I think the need that we had to go get was the linebacking core, just for where, you know, we lost so much talent. And this was, in my opinion, the best linebacker in the state. And Coach Hall and his crew did it. They got him. They were able to get him committed and get him to sign yesterday. So it's a huge, huge find and a great accomplishment for sure.
His coach, Craig Bowman, yesterday just talked about how he was voted captain at the Army All-American game. And it's not just what you get intangibles. It's leadership and the culture that he's going to bring.
Good stuff, Lee. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. And I hope you have a great holiday. We'll certainly look forward to having you back on the show first of next year.
All right, sounds great. Merry Christmas to you guys as well.
Lee Roberts, everybody. Back with Dakota Baker, Ramey Motors and Purvis right after this.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Lee Roberts for joining us in this segment of the show. We're at Ramey Motors and Purvis. We're literally sitting under the Christmas tree with Dakota Baker here at Ramey Motors. And Dakota, first of all, thank you for you guys having us down here every month, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to y'all, man. We're glad to have y'all. Bob, I don't know if you've seen, we did get Kelly some cookies today and have his cotton blue cheesecake on standby.
I know. Kelly was kind of like a point guard guarding the perimeter over there by
the Insomnia
cookie.
I managed to get two cookies.
Did he get distracted or something?
No, he actually told me about them and told me to go get them.
Look, there might be a few cookies missing, but if you'll notice, all of the cheesecake is intact.
That's kind of crazy, too, being Cotton Blues. So whoever breaks the seal, though, it will be gone in 20 minutes.
I was going to get the Oak Grove guys.
Yeah, the seal has not been broken.
No, yet. We actually offered the 6'5 and 6'4 defensive linemen, and one of them was like, who will remain anonymous? You have a 50% chance of getting it right. Said, I don't eat sweets. And I said,
right.
Okay.
Wow. Well, I saw Morgan Seeper in Corner Market last Friday when we were there. The big basketball star now at Southern Miss, and she filled her basket, kind of like Kelly, with fruit and fresh vegetables. Yes.
What are you laughing at, Dakota?
No comment.
Kelly said, what do you mean vegetables? What are vegetables?
Yeah, what are those?
What table does that fall on?
I was going to get the Oak Grove guys to guard my cheesecake. Well,
yeah, Kelly thought vegetables were Cheetos.
Well, even
yeah.
In case Kelly, you do see the pickle jar, in case Kelly caught a cramp getting over there, we do have pickles on standby as well.
You see how full that jar is?
We've had, well, there. Somebody's supposed to get Dill, and I don't even know what flavor that is.
That would be a workout for him to get over to
so
the
I was,
pickle jar.
I was, because I don't know what y'all were doing. I guess y'all were busy. So I was being the sales representative for the Three Oak Grove. Soon to be they're seniors, so we're talking graduation presents and all that. So I tried to sell them on these little city bikes.
Little
Groms.
Like to get around campus.
And so Jalen Owens went straight back to look at Honda dirt bikes. Caleb Moore went over to look at Foreman back there. Ranchers,
the Rincons, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Luke Stewart was eyeing like Mahindra tractors in the parking lot. So I mean, you got a lot of options.
We got all the options here for sure.
Well, I was a little disappointed because when I sat on one of those bikes, the tires went flat, and I said, I didn't realize you guys don't fill the tires, you know, in the showroom.
They actually do.
Yeah, that's
we had 30 PSI, recommended is 20. So.
You know, Dakota, you were showing me earlier, you guys got a great line of Honda bikes, and up to 1250cc, 750cc, a fraction of what you would pay for a lot of other name
brand
bikes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's crazy. I mean, you can go, people, you know, Harley, Triumph, Indian, back in your day, Indians and Harleys were real big, Kelly, I know, but now, I mean, our most expensive 1100cc bike's 10.9. You can get a 500cc for $7,000. You can get a 300cc for $5,000, and our 750 Shadow is $8,900. So I mean, it's a good price point for those beginner guys that don't want to go spend as much as you would on a half ton pickup truck for a motorcycle.
Well, if you bought a 1200cc Harley, how much would that cost you? 30.
Depending, but I mean, most guys, I mean, they want the bags and all the big frou-frou stuff. You're looking in the mid-40s.
Mid-40s for a motorcycle.
But Dakota, I've seen now that interest rates are starting to come back down, and that's got to help.
Yeah. It's really helped on tractors. We're running low rate programs, 0%, 1.9, 2.9. That's really been what's our saving grace. Well, we got standard rates as well, which they've crept from the 8 and 9 range back down to the low sixes. So it's starting to trend there. Then we'll see the trend to the boat market, to the ATV market, to the campers, and vice versa. And then it'll kind of like, because I know Tony and I'm seeing it slightly better on cars. But hopefully, I know the new year rolling out, they will have some very aggressive plans.
And I don't want to go off on a tributary, but just briefly. If we could put something in school that would teach kids the value of their credit rating, their credit score, wouldn't that be beneficial?
Well, that's crazy you say that, Kelly. So when I was a senior in 2010, there was a class called, I think it was Family Finance and something else.
Okay.
But that class was supposed to teach us balancing checkbooks, how to do taxes, how to address mail. And I know that sounds silly, but you have no idea how many people come in here. They don't. I mean, and I'm guilty of people my age still. They don't know how to write a check. They don't know nothing about credit rating.
That's amazing.
I'm seriously. It's silly to say that, and that's mainly my generation. And some of these Oak Grove kids, they probably don't know this. I mean, it's just they don't teach it in school anymore. They took away. Said, "Oh, that class means nothing."
Yeah.
And I mean, you really people do not know how it works.
But every once in a while, you have to call a potential customer who's got a job, who's working, doing everything in their mind that they're supposed to be doing. But their credit isn't good enough.
Yeah, and they're like, well, why is it good enough? And then you pull their file, you know, we'll run credit, and you'll see, well, heck, he's ran his credit 30 times in the last 6 months trying to buy stuff. And, yeah, he may could have bought that first month, but every time, boom, he hits it, and boom, and nobody tells him, nobody knows. And his payment history may be great, but then when you got 30 inquiries, I mean, dude, you're going to be – I mean, they ain't going to give you a piece of bubble
gum. But you can help people with credit.
Oh, absolutely. We have lenders from, I mean, low 500s up to excellent credit ratings. Right. It's just, you know, rates are going to vary. But, I mean, that's the broad spectrum. We don't just have one lender. We have lenders basically for every umbrella of credit.
Yeah. All right, Luke Johnson, I want you to look around. It's 3 days till Christmas. If Dakota said before you leave, Luke, you go out and you pick one thing. And
on the power sports side?
Anything. On the, what, power, what
we'll
would you
go
take?
Power sports side, yeah.
What would you take?
So I would probably go get a brand new Honda Foreman is probably what I would do.
We just had a Camo Rubicon come in, Luke. So.
Yeah, I know. I may need to talk to you about financing. I do want to. I'm going to give you an opportunity to sell your products on the radio, but I want you to do it by picking for us. So if I'm looking at this Super Cub right behind this.
That's the Kelly Center.
Well, no, I was going to have mercy. I was going to say that's the Lauren Johnson, okay? So my wife would really dig that.
Right.
But if you were to match personalities
of these three
with a product on the floor or in the parking lot on the power sports side, well, and it gives you an opportunity to explain what it is. So go.
So, all right. So I'm going to go Luke first, and we already know this. I mean, Luke, I'm probably put you on the Rincon 680 Honda.
Like
it. It's their biggest big bore they make. It's got the bigger transmission, bigger motor, yada, 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 but tons of power. Great, reliable bike. Been around since like 2004. I'd put Luke on that because I know he's a hunter, I know he's an outdoorsman.
Rincon
680.
Okay.
Now,
that's
Bob.
That's a four-wheeler.
Just four-wheeler.
Four-wheeler. Now, Bob, me and Bob, of course, he's already hit on it as well. I think Bob should go probably on the 750 Shadow. Mm-hmm. Not too much. Just
the green one.
It's green. Something green, chill.
Green gas tank.
Fun. Now,
yeah.
Kelly.
Now, you guys don't sell battleships.
Kelly.
Sell G3 boats?
Campers.
I could see Kelly on two things. I could see him out on canebrake, possibly in a pontoon boat, wearing...
Probably, don't go there.
Really probably should just go to the white moped by the Super Cup here that gets 75 miles per gallon. Could you imagine Kelly on that with a big white helmet with a feather sitting on the back?
With a feather out the back?
With a feather out the back, kicking it in the 70s, awesome. Man.
He would look good, though.
He would look like remember Dumb and Dumber when they pull up? About 75 miles per gallon.
Now, he would look good in a side-by-side, though.
No, he would. Kelly's Kelly can pull it off. I mean, look at this. This is peak performance right here.
Unfortunately, a side-by-side would require me to take up both seats, though.
Would he be a Pioneer, a Honda Talon? What would he be?
He would be a Pioneer. I'd love to get him in a little Pioneer 520 because nobody could ride with him. It'd be just the perfect thing just for him. But we're sold out. But now the six-seater, now he could put the whole crew in that and go tailgating wherever he wanted. Where'd you go? Iowa?
Yeah. Iowa State. Buddy.
Iowa State.
It's the color of it.
It's the color of it. I mean, that's the alma mater.
You know what? I hope you all sleep well.
He looked Kelly up and down, waved his hand, and said, look at that.
I was looking the other way when that happened. Kelly would look good in a big Mahindra tractor, though.
He would.
There's Kelly right there in a pink 4x4. Big red.
Yeah, faded hood.
Drive that in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
That's right. That's right.
Super Cub, though.
The Super Cub is vintage. It is really cool. Kelly, I mean, that's the first thing drew his eye when he got in here. That's where we talked about airing the tires up, getting the PSI right that way.
That's a good Lauren Johnson mobile.
Because I flattened the tires when I sat on it. I'm going, that's not
that. That'd be perfect for Lauren.
We actually are sitting in this exact spot where the observation was made when the Corolla was going out of the parking lot.
My uncle.
Right there. I'm looking right at it going towards
right there.
I think it was Dakota that actually said that.
I think it was.
Just a slight lean to the left, right, Luke?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Mock, if you will.
You've also got hunting stuff.
What's really big is our
Christmas
ammo,
presents.
Guys. We can get ammo. We've got three or four vendors for ammunition. I mean, dude, you name it, we can just about get it. Some short magnum calibers have just come available.
And never have I been more in the market for ammunition as I am right now.
Well, Kelly, we got basically everything you need: pistol, shotgun, personal defense, duck hunting, whole nine.
See if Ramey Motors is the home of the Luke Johnson 4260, because I'm about ready to unleash on all of y'all.
I could run it. I'm about 50 pounds lighter.
Hey, holiday hours, Dakota. What are you guys doing for the holidays?
So we will be shut down Saturday and Monday for the observance of Christmas.
You said Saturday and Monday?
Saturday and Monday. Then we'll come back next week, Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we close Saturday and Monday for New Year's. So,
Dakota, it's been a good year here, I gather.
Absolutely, man. We've been blessed again. It's we made it through the drought a lot better than we thought we were, but it's been a good year. Hopefully next year we can just add on.
And this facility down the hill completely open?
Completely open. I mean, everything's good to go down there. All of our parts and service is all down the hill now. So basically everything up here is nothing but sales. And if you need any parts and service, our new building down there has got it all. And we still stock corn and some certain things in there that you can buy up here, because a lot of our customers still come up here to think this is where they pick their units up still. So we got stuff down there you can buy. But, I mean, dude, it's been great. It's been a good transition.
I'm headed to go get some cheesecake. You going to protect me?
Absolutely.
I know you're not.
I'm going to be like, remember on Big Daddy where the guy throws a stick out in front of him? We're going to throw a stick in front of him and kill him and make him fall.
One more segment from Ramey Motors in Purvis. We'll be right back. Kelly's guarding the cheesecake. Luke's going to confront him. It should be great. We'll report on the other side of the break.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Is somebody going to bring us back?
I survived.
Lucas, right now eating a piece of cheesecake. Is that good?
Very good.
Very good.
Thanks, Dakota.
Absolutely, dude.
Mm. We're live at Ramey Motors today. I really thought you were bringing us back. My bad.
No, that's not fun.
Lady Eagles drop a...
They lose
70-63 decision last night to Cleveland State, who is 10-2. Lady Eagles fall to 7-2 on the year. They will look to rebound later today. I think they play at 6 p.m. This evening. So, anyway, we are back at Ramey Motors a few days before Christmas. Dakota Baker joins us, and Dakota just kind of whipped out his pocket knife and just helped me get into this. I was going to get half of it. But unfortunately, my fork hit it, so I had to take the whole piece.
Well, I'm glad his fork didn't hit me, because I would have gone.
Sanders got it. Sanders got in his left hand. What is that, Kelly?
This is an M&M cookie.
Number two.
Hey, what was necessary, Dakota? That was totally unnecessary.
So there was a mistake. You had the two cookies, and then Dakota brought the big piece of cheesecake. I'm sure you weren't going to eat all that at once.
Well, this cheesecake has to be eaten within a certain time frame or it goes bad.
I see. And you don't want to see that happen.
Well, of course not. You don't want good food wasted like
that. It's really
that.
Good.
That's against calories.
So, my mother used to say, somewhere in the world there's a child starving. You eat that food. That's your thought about the cheesecake?
I think that's a generational thing, because I told my children that like two nights ago, because they wouldn't eat macaroni.
Yeah,
like, this is the best carbohydrate you can get.
Your parents probably told you that. Oh, so absolutely. Pass it on.
So back Kelly's going to eat that cheesecake in honor of the starving children around the world. Is that correct, Kelly?
Got to do my part, Bob.
You're a Christmas hero, my friend.
Saints play tonight. Play the Rams, and we'll get a report on that tomorrow with Patrick McGee. David Kellum, voice of the Ole Miss Rebels, is going to join us tomorrow to talk about Ole Miss 11-0 on the season. Southern Miss taking them on Saturday, and get somebody else on tomorrow. You.
Yeah, well, I was going to try. The guys have been practicing this week, but they're, because of their, you know, work schedules and weight training and stuff, they're practicing like right during the Eagle Hour, so it's tough to be able to actually pull them aside and talk. But I'm going to try to, you know, tomorrow maybe I'll be able to, you know, get some players and talk to them about this game, because, I mean, after this, then they shut it down. Sun Belt Conference play then begins after that, and just if not, every single game the rest of the way is going to be, you know, in conference.
But watching Andre Curbelo play Monday night reminded you of Dakota Baker's physical prowess.
I mean, twisted steel and sex appeal, babe. It was amazing. You know, now they called you at Purvis, Dakota.
Well, you know, I can't really say it on the air.
Yeah. It's pretty clear that your receptionist cannot wait for us to leave. I can't imagine why. Can we come back in January?
Absolutely. Oh, okay. You're going to be more than welcome. Sure. More than welcome.
All right. Last-minute Christmas gifts here at Ramey Motors. Let people know.
Man, we've got really everything. The little kids' four-wheelers have been a hit, which one? We got buddy heaters. We got ammunition. We still got a bunch of fishing stuff. There's a bunch of kids' toys, lawnmowers, things of that nature. We got coolers, fish fryers. I mean, we got battery-operated chainsaws, which little handhelds have been a big hit. Then you got your battery-operated blowers, weed eaters, things of that nature.
What did you say? A beet heater? What it was?
Buddy heaters.
Buddy heaters.
Yeah,
oh, buddy
for all your deer hunters. And even guys like going out, you know, heck, even like rodeo and baseball, football,
soccer
games.
Weather. Soccer parents. Terrible. It's unbelievable.
And we've literally got 100 of each. We've got, of course, behind Bob, cases of propane. If we strike a match in here, it could be bad.
Really?
Look behind Bob. That's about 10 tons of TNT.
I will tell you, you put me on to those battery-operated chainsaws. I got one for my nephew last Christmas. He loved it, man.
Oh, it's the best thing. And don't forget, we just picked up Maui Jim. That has been a big hit for us this last week. We got them stocked
great
in.
Great sunglasses.
And, yeah, man, they were running some deals earlier this week. I think it ends tomorrow. Buy any pair of Maui Jims, get a free case knife. So that's real big for us right now. We've sold probably 15, 16 pair this week alone, which is pretty good. But Maui Jim, just another thing, just continuing to grow here.
Because you said buddy heaters. I thought you said butt hurters, and the three of you have really hurt my butt today with some of the stuff flying my direction.
It's Christmas, Kelly. We're just trying to
show you. Why is it red, and they get, well.
Why is it that he who gives it out more than anyone cannot take a smidge?
He giveth out if he cannot take it.
That's correct. I'll tell you what, man, I'm a big fan of these battery-powered lawn and garden tools.
Dude, it's really revolutionizing the game because it's just there's no mixing. There's no nothing. It's just plug, go. And, I mean, the batteries – a couple years ago, yes, they weren't very good. 10, 15-minute runtime. I mean, my little handheld chainsaw, 30 minutes. You can get out of it cutting things this big to just small limbs. Take it out. I mean, I have two batteries, pop another one in, and it's a quick charge. Within 30 minutes, you'll be fully charged again. Yeah. So that's the way mainly every single power tool we have that's electric is.
Makes a lot of sense. The battery-powered stuff is great for lawn
gardening. You're going green, man.
Yeah, I'm going green. I am a very liberal man, as you know, Kelly.
Schedule, Bob, for the no shows next week?
We will not have a show on Christmas Day, obviously, or the December 26th. That is a Super Talk holiday. I will not have another show until 2024, but you fine young men will carry on.
There, did you see that young lady? He's not going to be here for another week and a half after he leaves here today.
Yeah, so we're leaving in just a few minutes if it'll make you feel better. Yeah. And I can completely understand.
And we'll have Christmas music.
Yes, 48 hours of Christmas music from 1 o'clock on Christmas Eve through Christmas night, the Steve Azar Christmas special.
You know, I found out yesterday Christmas he sang the national anthem at Lambeau, but he was introduced as Stefan Azar.
What?
Kelly must have announced him.
Willie said,
"Are you kidding me?"
Oh, Luke, if you'd have went over, that'd have just topped.
Thanks for the cheesecake and the cookies.
That's gonna
Merry
wrap
Christmas,
us
Dakota.
Up here
Absolutely.
At the Ramey Motors. We can't say thank you enough, guys. We love coming down.
Hey, we appreciate y'all, guys.
We'll
enjoy it.
We'll see you in January. We'll be back. Luke and Kelly back tomorrow at 1 o'clock from Ramey Motors, Southern Miss
to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.